وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah. When we want to apply justice to humanity and to humans and to a society, we said one of the key elements to that is to have a leadership in place. A leadership that maintains and that secures the rights of the people, thus justice is established. The commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, he saw that khilafates, or rulership, or power, government, call it whatever you want, is the fact, it is the right of the people. And also he saw it that it is not permissible to compel a person to take the oath of allegiance, meaning election. You're free to elect or not to elect. Such compulsion can possibly be exercised in the public interest, but not in the interest of the ruler himself, which is a massive difference. When people decide not to elect, not to choose a person, it is because of their own interest, not for the interest of the ruler. So good relations can subside between the ruler and the subjects only when the people elect a ruler themselves and take the oath of allegiance to him voluntarily, which is something that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam did, and no one before him has did, and even the ones after him, they didn't either. One of the important factors that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam applied in terms of trying to apply justice to society is that he freely associated and mixed with the people, with the subjects, because at the end of the day, they elected him to serve them, not for him to serve his own personal endeavors, not for his own personal interests, not for him to accumulate wealth, not for him to get power. That goes contrary and contradicts election and power in the first place. Not only did he apply that to himself, but he also made it the norm when it comes to his officials and to his governors. So this was a noticeable act in the government of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in order to establish justice. He recommended that the officials emphatically to respect the rights of the people. So every time he appoints a governor, the number one law that Amir al-Mu'mineen sets is the fact that the rights of people need to be respected, need to be maintained, and need to be applied. And he introduced a tradition, a way of governing that has never been applied, when it came to governors, something that we could relate to today, but we don't see it applied, something that we need today, but it's not applied, where Amir al-Mu'mineen applied it himself. Now, before we look into this tradition and this way of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in establishing his own governors, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he introduced a new system, a new tradition, a way of living, you can say it, that when it comes to people and their governors, he made something very special, that every time he sends a governor to a city or to a place, doesn't matter whether it's small or big, he used to write a treaty that he hands to the governor. And that treaty contains and consists of number of laws. And these laws are just to make sure that people and the governors get well together. So first, the ruler needs to make himself the public servant, that he works for the public, not vice versa. And the public, the subjects in return, they need to give their respect and obedience to that ruler who's trying to serve them. If this treaty is between the ruler and by the people, both parties accept, then all good and well. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he used to ask his commanders and he used to ask his governors that when they go to the city, first and foremost, they would gather the people and they would read the treaty to them. And they say to them, okay, I'm here to serve you, 1, 2, 3, 4. And if people accept to begin with, all good and well. If not, then Amir al-Mu'mineen would act differently and he would do something else. If any of the parties later on decides to violate this treaty, the commander of the faithful, he himself, he would punish the party that violates this treaty. So, for example, in the case of the governor himself not applying the rules of Amir al-Mu'mineen and not going according to the treaty he signed with people, Amir al-Mu'mineen would first and foremost, he would take that person out of the position of government and he would replace him with someone else. And if he has taken wealth of the people, if he has mismanaged the people, if he has usurped and punished and was oppressive to people, Amir al-Mu'mineen would apply qisas to him. He would apply justice and retribution to that person. If people in return also violate the treaty, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi would also speak to those people. So we can see that when Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi had appointed one of his governors to Basra, and that governor was doing what he was asked by Amir al-Mu'mineen. But when Talha and Zubayr and Aisha invaded Basra, and they punished that governor, and they tried to harm him and kill him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he saw it as his duty to establish order once again, and he took his armies and marched towards Basra to make sure that this treaty that was violated is reinstated. And he done the same thing with Muawiyah as well. So this was the justice of the commander of the faithful that sadly we have not seen until today. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.